This is KFSK's Midday Magazine for Thursday, May the 19th. I'm Angela Denning. Petersburg has hired a new director for its Parks and Recreation Department. Two out-of-town applicants for the job got a chance to tour local recreation facilities and meet the public on Tuesday. An aquatics center supervisor who works in Lynnwood, Washington, has been chosen for the job. Joe Vicknicki reports.
The borough had 26 applicants for the top job in the Petersburg Parks and Recreation Department and interviewed seven of those candidates. From those, two were brought to town for in-person interviews this week. 35-year-old Chandra Thornburg is from Seattle and works for the city of Lynnwood, Washington. She's worked in recreation for the past 18 years and says she loves that field.
It's where I'm happy. I've tried working in other places. I was an IT assistant at one point. I was a nanny at another point. I did a little bit of exploring when I was in my early 20s. And recreation is really my love. I love creating a place where community involvement can happen. I love creating a fun, happy environment that's safe for everybody to enjoy themselves.
Thornburg says the people that she met here in Petersburg have gotten her excited about the job.
Everybody is really enticed about the community, and everybody's so nice. Everybody I've met is just amazing. I'm an aquatics person. I've been working in aquatics for 18 years, so that entices me. For it being such a small town, it's really intriguing to me that the community has gotten together and funded this big of an aquatic center. That's connected to a community center, so there's a place for everybody here.
Thornburg works in an aquatic center in Lynnwood that has 100 staffers, and she's one of nine supervisors there.
It's a different scale, a different environment, but I feel like management between aquatics and recreation is somewhat similar. Creating an environment that has an open communication policy, that is consistent and fair to everybody involved, is kind of what my management style is.
This week's visit was Thornburg's first trip to Alaska, but she says she was excited about the opportunity. Manager Steve Giesbrecht says the borough offered the job to Thornburg Wednesday, and she accepted. They have not decided on an official starting date yet. The other applicant flown to town this week for an interview was 44-year-old Melanie McElroy. She lives near Atlanta, Georgia. She says she and her family spend nearly a month every year at their cabin near Admiralty Island's Funter Bay outside of Juneau.
It gets harder and harder to leave every year when we come up. And whenever this opportunity presented itself, I just kind of dreamt it in and thought about the fact that it would be really neat to be able to live where we love to vacation and, you know, where we love to go and where we have really quality family time.
McElroy says she applied for the Petersburg job because of the quality of life here. She works as a director of program development for a karate school in Atlanta. Outgoing Parks and Rec director Donnie Hayes leaves in early June after 5 years on the job. He was recognized by the borough assembly this week, and the borough plans a going-away party for him on June 3rd from noon to 3 at the community gym. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
Norway's ambassador to the U.S. arrived here in Petersburg yesterday to enjoy the community's Little Norway Festival. Cora Aas is from Oslo and began working for Norway's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in 1983. He has served as Norway's ambassador to the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, as well as political director in the Foreign Affairs Ministry before becoming the ambassador to the U.S. in 2013. Aas stopped by KFSK right after the afternoon jet on Wednesday, and Joe Vicknicki spoke with him about the festival week and other topics.
Well, welcome to town, and you come right in the festival for Petersburg, Little Norway Festival. You've also been in Anchorage for a celebration there. Tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you celebrate Sintin to Mai like this?
Yeah, in Norway we are celebrating the 17th of May as you are here in Petersburg. And when a little boy, I was playing in a school band, and I did that for some years. So I'm very used to festivities and celebrating the Norwegian Constitution.
What did you play?
I play a horn.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I'm not very good now on playing horn, but I still watch the parades and I like to attend them.
This is your first trip to Alaska, I think?
No, this is my fifth visit to Alaska.
Oh, okay. So, first to Petersburg, though.
Yeah, the first one to Petersburg. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Petersburg is called Alaska's Little Norway, and people here are very proud of the Norwegian tradition here. Is there anything you're looking particularly to take part in or participate in?
You know, I came down here to Petersburg, really to be with the Norwegian Americans and Norwegians, and I think that's part of my job, and to do it, and I also like it very, very much. So I'm looking forward to engaging with the citizens of Petersburg and to get to know as much as possible, and at the same time, of course, also celebrating the 17th of May. And I really like what you are doing here, because it's not just one day, it's a couple of days, and it's a festival.
It's just about a whole week this year, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very full schedule. So you were born in Oslo, and there's a big celebration there?
It was the 17th of May was yesterday.
Okay.
And yesterday in Oslo we had the biggest parade ever, with 60,000 children parading in front of the palace. So it was big.
Wow.
So, but I'm sure this one will be as colorful as that one.
Not as quite as many kids.
No. But still.
We'll try, yes. Do you have any special message from the government of Norway?
No, but I bring a message from His Majesty the King, and he is greeting the Norwegian Americans and the Norwegian in America, and I will be saying that also when I will be seeing and taking part in the parade.
And is there anything we can do to convince His Majesty to come here some year for our celebration?
His Majesty, he was in Alaska last year, but unfortunately he missed Petersburg. But he has a lot of nice memories about his visit to Alaska, indeed.
I was looking a little bit at your biography and your background in a more serious topic. You had a background in atomic energy and disarmament, also in relationships between the U.S. and the Russian Federation and Norway. How do you, as a third party, how do you view the U.S.-Russian relationship these days?
I think that what I would like to say is that and that goes on also on the relationship between Norway and the United and the Russian Federation, because since they annexed the annexation of Crimea and their support to the separatists in Ukraine, the international community has responded in a proper manner by imposing sanctions on Russia until the so-called Minsk agreement is being implemented fully. And that is also happening between Norway and Russia, that we have posted these sanctions. So we do not have today the same relationship with Russia as we have had in the past, and that also goes for the United States. But then I would like also to say that on certain areas, and we are bordering Russia, as you know, that on certain areas, like, for example, search and rescue, environmental issues, and fishery and fishing administration, we still have a close relationship with our neighbor.
And all these countries are Arctic nations, of course. The Arctic is warming, waters are becoming more open, and there's more opportunities for shipping and trade, commerce through the Arctic. Is Norway's seeing that and dealing with that as well, right?
Yeah, yes, we are. And let me tell you that 10% of the Norwegian population lives north of the polar circle, and 80% of our oceans are north of the polar circle, and one-third of Norwegian land territory is also north of the polar circle. So we are indeed an Arctic country or nation like the United States, and we see both challenges and opportunities with the changing climate. And you refer to some of the opportunities. That is, of course, that it will be we could facilitate tourism better. There could be a more effective maritime transport from Europe through to Asia, north going along the coast of Norway and then north of Russia. That is the sort of the northeast passage, but you also have the northwest passage. So I think there are opportunities. There are also opportunities for continued resource extraction from the Arctic.
Would you speak a little Russian for the people of, would you speak a little Norwegian for the people of Petersburg? Say whatever you want, I guess.
I'm very bad in Russian, but I'm very good in Norwegian.
Yeah.
So what I would like to say is gratulerer med dagen, gratulerer med 17. mai. Veldig hyggelig å være I Petersburg, og jeg ser frem til å være her sammen med norsk-amerikanere og nordmenn I Petersburg I disse dagene.
And that translates to
Happy 17th of May. I'm very happy to be here, and I really look forward to being together with Norwegian Americans and Norwegians in Petersburg the next couple of days.
Ambassador Oss will be in town until Saturday morning, and he plans to go fishing and take part in the festival parade. About a dozen artists with the Haynes Puppeteer Troupe, Geppetto's Junkyard Show, will be here in Petersburg performing during the Little Norway Festival this weekend. The show is called Travels in the Belly of the Whale. That's a recording from the puppet troupe's show, Starlust. That show had some aliens in it and characters pondering life. The puppet show they have for Petersburg will follow the story of a fisherman.
It features a fisherman, a Petersburg fisherman named Einar.
Gene Kennedy is one of the puppeteers.
And Einar goes fishing out on the big water, gets into a storm, and one thing leads to the next, and he falls overboard. And he goes floating or sinking down to the bottom.
Not that we want to give too much away, though, but he has quite an adventure after he goes overboard.
That's Gene's wife, Debbie Knight Kennedy, another puppeteer in the group. The troupe's shows vary between following a single storyline to a compilation of vignettes. All of the shows are for all ages, although the nighttime shows are catered more for adults. It's all original work, the scripts and stories, and they also do original music.
Like in this show, there will be some original music and some...
A couple of standards, old standards that people recognize, but we have two or three real talented musicians, songwriters, so there's original music every time.
Kennedy and his wife are dedicated to their craft. It's actually more than a craft, it's their art.
There's fantastic sets, where we enjoy building gaudy sets.
You can just look at pictures of the sets and tell that it takes a lot of time to put it together. The group spends a few months on each show. The artists make the puppets individually for about a month, and then come together in regular meetings for another month.
Oh yeah.
It's a whole bunch of work. It's so much fun. And it's so satisfying creatively, and you can go anywhere, you can say anything you want and get away with it. So you can take a show anywhere from pure fun and silliness to having a little something to say.
In this show, there won't be any marionettes or puppets on strings. There will be some shadow puppets and half life-size puppets, and there will be sets out at sea.
There's a little fishing boat that's about 3 or 4 feet long. There's the whale is an elaborate set that's 7 or 8 feet tall and 8 feet wide. There's a set that has another boat in it and rolling waves. It measures about 8 feet long. So we really love doing the sets.
The puppeteer troupe is excited to visit Petersburg. The group doesn't do much traveling besides nearby Skagway because of the cost of moving a dozen people and their sets. They won't be in Petersburg long, however. They arrive on the Friday ferry and leave on Sunday. But they encourage people to come and say hello.
Right after the show, we're always ready to hang out for a little while after each show.
Yeah, we actually like to hang out after the show and have people...
We invite people to come up and look at the puppets, and kids and all that are welcome to come up and check out the puppets.
The Geppetto's Junkyard Show has been together for about 10 years. They create and perform a new show twice a year. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning. Travels in the Belly of a Whale will be performed at the Wright Auditorium Saturday at 1 p.m. and again at 7 p.m. and then on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The show is being sponsored by the Mitkoff Mummers. To see photos of some of the puppets and sets, go to our website, kvsk.org, or visit us on Facebook. Well, Petersburg's week-long Little Norway Festival is ramping up with a muskeg walk, silver tea, Norwegian sweater modeling, and a softball tournament starting up today. Petersburg's Main Street is closed down tomorrow and Saturday during the day as vendors sell food and crafts. There's also a full schedule of activities for tomorrow. Jovic Nicky spoke with Festival Committee Chair Janet Holton about the food and fun on tap.
Yes, we have a packed schedule this year, and throughout the festival, you can see the artwork by Racy Stedman Elementary School students. That's various locations around town. And that you can see that anytime because it's in the windows of the Forest Service, Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, the banks. So there's lots of artwork to be seen.
Friday and Saturday, the downtown street will be blocked off those
yes,
2 days?
Okay. Yes, and the Hoosvliet will be open. Lots of crafts, food, lots of things to see and do and partake in.
And you can also hear the Doyhoff Cavaliers performing. This is a kind of a kitchen band, a spoon band.
They are. We're so excited to have them back. And it's not a set time during the day, but every now and then when the mood strikes them, they're going to strike up the band. So looking forward to seeing them downtown.
Also, throughout the day at Lee's Clothing, a Salmon Sisters Trunk Show is going on that day Friday.
Yes, there's a Petersburg, Alaska logo. It's exclusive, and that's on Salmon Sisters hoodies. And come see the new styles from our favorite sisters from Homer, Alaska.
And then there are two chances for a one-hour Make It and Take It rose mulling class that day. I think there's multiple chances throughout the weekend, right, for a rose mulling class?
Yes, the one-hour Make It, Take It, it's unique this year. It's a bunad, and it's really neat. I've seen the finished product, and it's exciting. 9:30 and 11.
The Viking Jail, of course, is open throughout the festival, and watch out for those Vikings. And also Keto's Cave Beer Garden and KFSK fundraisers, both Friday and Saturday from noon to 7, I think.
Yes, that's down at John Lott Street in Singley Alley, and there's live music happening, and again, KFSK will be serving a shish kebab plate as a fundraiser, so head on out and support KFSK and have some fun there.
And just down the street, Harbor Bar Beer Garden as well, noon to 8 o'clock. Running those days. Later that afternoon, there's a Scandinavian style show. That's at 12:30, a popular event that always sells out.
It always sells out, and so get in line early to be able to have a seat at the table.
All right. Then the big parade is 4 o'clock that afternoon. Do you have any inside info about who's going to be in the parade or entrance this year?
Well, we have the Coast Guard is going to be presenting the Color Guard. We have the Viking ship, as always, Sons of Norway. The Coast Guard Auxiliary will be there. I've had quite a few people give me a call and say what and where and when. And so that's if you're wanting to be in the parade, everyone is welcome. 3:45 is the lineup time at the hill right there by Icicle and Trading Union.
And that's followed right away by the herring toss.
Right, the sill. And that's immediately following the parade, and let's see how far partners can toss their favorite little Norsk fisk.
That day you can get beer bits for a Viking Swim Club fundraiser from 4 to 7, it looks like.
Right, that's outside of Parks and Rec under the covered area, and that's for support of the Viking Swim Club.
Miele Gallery has an event on Friday evening, 4 to 7, with Janine Gibbons, formerly of Petersburg.
Yes, she's got beautiful new paintings and jewelry, which will be up all weekend. Tonight, though, or that Friday night, rather, is the night that you can meet the artist.
Okay, and then the Fabric Basket, also from 5 to 7. Tell me about what's going on there.
It's Finn Quilting in Little Norway. Terry Swanson is Finnish and is going to be showcasing her local work.
Okay, great. From 5 to 7 at the Fabric Basket. Of course, the Mayfest Mayhem Part 2 Roller Derby Tournament, and that gets going, it looks like, at 6 and 7 o'clock up at the high school gym.
Yes, they are going to be taking on the Southeast Sirens. That's our Petersburg Ragnarok Rollers. And yes, all the players will be on roller skates, hitting, jumping, and blocking.
Steak night at the Moose Club for Moose members, 6 to 8 p.m. is one option for eating. And all that is followed by one of the featured performers for the festival, Christina Cabrera. And what do you know about her?
She is a Mexican sensation and international recording artist, and she brings her harp, talent, and beautiful music to Petersburg. I'm really excited to hear her play. International, to me, is the word that's that jumps out. She's talented in so many different genres, and so it's exciting that she's coming to Petersburg to play for us.
7 o'clock, Petersburg Lutheran Church, Friday night. She has another appearance later on in the schedule, too, I think.
Right, Saturday night at 7 as well.
Okay, great. And then, of course, again at Keto's Cave, DJ Alvin is performing, and there's an after party from the Ragnarok Rollers are going to be showing up, too, as well at Inga's Gallery on Main Street.
Right, that's about 10 o'clock after the bout.
Again, that was Janet Holton with the Little Norway Festival Committee, speaking with Joe Vicnicki about the schedule. We'll be hearing more about the weekend's events coming up tomorrow on KFSK News, and you can also find a print version of the schedule on our website, kfsk.org. That's it for KFSK's Midday Magazine. Thanks for listening.